Hello and welcome to We're Watching What? I'm your host Dana, or the DHK as I'm known, and two films up for review this week. I have Mortal Kombat, which is out in theaters and on HBO Max, and Stowaway, which is a sci-fi thriller out on Netflix and is streaming. And without further ado, here's We're Watching What? First up is Mortal Kombat, which I always just want to yell, Mortal Kombat! When talking about, yes, it is based on the video game. It stars Louis Tan, Jessica McNamee, Josh Lawson, Joe Taslim, Mikad Brooks, Tadanobu Asano, Hiroyuki Sendana, Chin Han. There are a lot of people in this film that I'm very excited to see in this sort of big stage film. There are a lot of Asian actors who probably usually more often than not are relegated to side roles. And so it's cool to see them all sort of together at the front of this film. Now, that being said, this is not the best film. This film is nothing more and nothing less than what I think it appears to be. It's very much based on a video game, and there are plenty of video games that are very plot-centric. Mortal Kombat is not one of those games. Also, I should say up front, I was always a little bit more of a Street Fighter person than a Mortal Kombat person, so there are clearly tons of Easter eggs. It feels like it's made with love. A lot of the references, you know, I got, there's a lot of it's very gory, very bloody, very violent. I don't even know if there's a plot to, there's a plot to talk about, but that's being very generous. Basically, it centers around Louis Tan's character, who gets sucked into this world of combat that's fighting for the fate of the world, and Earth world, and outer world, and everyone has powers, and this is just, again, it's a giant vehicle to show off martial arts and VFX and all this stuff. And so if that's what you're looking for, this is probably fine. Tonally, you know, it goes from super, super gory, bloody violence to a lot of kind of body humor. It's somewhat self-referential at points where it acknowledges that there are just utterly silly things about the universe they're setting up. But then at other points, it's so self-serious. And I actually have to give credit to all of the actors. This is one of those moments where I'm like, no, I could never be an actor, because just the serious deadpan way that they are able to deliver some of these utterly ridiculous lines is so impressive. And I'm just like, I kind of feel like it's a little bit of a waste of some of their talent. But again, glad they get to be in this big budget film. This film got long. It's an hour and 50 minutes. I was like, this would have been a nice tight 90 minute film. And I think I would have enjoyed it a lot more. The setup in the beginning, I kept laughing to myself because I was like, this is so absurd. This is ridiculous. I actually laughed out loud. There are parts where I think they wanted me to, and there are parts where they definitely did not intend for me to laugh out loud. But hey, amusement is amusement, so I guess that's a good thing. As I said before, the plot is paper thin, if there at all. Lots of exposition, lots and lots of exposition. And then really what you're here for is fighting, right? And so I guess it's like relatively creative, but it's because it's drawing so much from the video games. I'm like, well, I mean, are you being creative? Because you're really just taking choreography that people came up with in 1992 for a game. It's relatively well done. You know, clearly a budget went into it in terms of effects. Although I have to say there are a lot of effects with like people's eyeballs and glowing and lasers and all this stuff. And some of it, we used to work in visual effects, and some of this stuff I was doing 10 years ago and it's the same quality. So their budget went to different places, very clearly. There's no other point to this film aside from to show off that they love the video game and pulled a lot from it and can murder people on screen. If that's what you're here for, and if that's what you're interested in, and you are here and you're on board, yeah, this is fine. Yeah, this is fine, whatever. If you're someone who's put off by gore and sort of senseless violence, this is absolutely not your film. If you are someone who needs a plot to be in a film, also absolutely not your film. But I didn't hate it, you know? I wasn't expecting anything from it. And so the fact that I laughed a couple times, and it's absurd, and a couple moments I was like, haha, that's from the video game. Whatever, my biggest wish, if it had been 30 minutes shorter, I think I would have been actually happy with the film. But because as it stands, it drags and drags and drags, I'm not willing to recommend it to as broad of an audience as I would have before. Part of me wishes this had been so cheesy and campy that it falls into that category of just like utterly absurd, and you can just have a great time, like not The Room necessarily, but along those lines where it went into it in a serious manner and yet the end result is something totally absurd and you have a great time as an audience. If you're looking for a film like that, I have to recommend, I've talked about it multiple times, but I have to recommend a film called Jiu-Jitsu. I think it's finally out on Netflix. It stars my favorite, Nick Cage, and Tony Jaa. It also has Frank Grillo. Rick Yoon is in it. These are all folks I talk about in the roundtable episodes of the We're Watching What podcast. So Jiu-Jitsu, you might want to consider, but seeing as you know, if you already have Netflix or if you already have HBO Max, this is available to you. Jiu-Jitsu or Mortal Kombat, both choices. I still personally lean towards Jiu-Jitsu, but if you need something new and have already watched that, Mortal Kombat's in the same vein. I don't think I would pay to see this in theaters. I think if I'd seen this in theaters, I would have been like a little bored, maybe got up and gone to the bathroom or gotten some snacks. Whatever. It is what it is. Glad for new content. Take that all into account. You will know whether or not this film is for you. If you were on the cusp, like, hopefully this will help guide you a little bit in that it does. If you thought this was going to be that cheesy, so ridiculous, make fun of it film, it's not quite there yet. So that's, I think, the most important thing out of this review, I can tell you. All of that being said, in terms of where I personally am going to rate it, I'm going to throw it right in the middle. I'm going to give it a 2.5 because I didn't have a terrible time. I was actually ready to have a great time. And I think its self-seriousness and its lack of editing didn't push it into a higher rating. I'm going to take a quick break and be right back. And I am back. The other film I have this week is called Stowaway. It is on Netflix. It stars Anna Kendrick, Daniel Dae Kim, Toni Collette, and Shamir Anderson. I was very excited for this film. Conceptually, I like it. It's a three-person crew on a mission headed to Mars. And then it turns out that accidentally, somehow, there is a stowaway on board. And so they are faced with a lot of choices in terms of survival and just... It had the makings of a great film. I really like the actors involved. I'm not super familiar with Shamir Anderson, but, you know, Anna Kendrick is a good actor. Daniel Dae Kim is great. Toni Collette is legendary. So... it had the materials, which is why it's always a bummer when it's kind of disappointing. I think it's one of those things where you have to be willing to suspend logic in a lot of ways, because the likelihood that somebody would accident, and this is in the trailers, the likelihood that someone would accidentally make their way onto a spaceship launch just to start is ridiculously improbable. And then the way the characters behave from that point out, I was just like, oh, you had me. And no, this is just too, I can't, because the characters have answers, and I'm putting air quotes around that, for so many things. They're such competent characters that they set up from the beginning that it's just ridiculous that they're in the situation they're in. And then at every point afterwards, the actions they take, I just was slamming my head against a wall wanting to be like, what are you doing here? Like, what's going on here? You've set up these characters to seem so smart, and yet they are behaving in such stupid ways. I don't know, pedestrian way? I don't even know. Like, I guess, yeah, no, just illogical ways. And then by the time I got to the end, it just, the whole thing was undermined. And sad when these things happen. I want these Netflix original films that come out, they're coming out almost weekly. I think Netflix committed to an original film every week. I want them to be good, but the trend is definitely seeming like there's a reason that they couldn't make it into theatrical distribution. And I don't think that streaming deserves that stigma. Like, streaming has proven that great work and artistry can be available on it or produced for it, and yet this type of stuff undermines it. So kind of a bummer. I really wanted to be able to recommend this one, but as well as Mortal, you know, it's so different from Mortal Kombat, but also because, again, there's still that sort of mental thing in my mind where I'm like, oh, it's on streaming. I don't have to worry as much. I don't have as high expectations because I can watch it in the comfort of my home. And also, you know, pre-pandemic, it was like, oh, I could save money on this because it gets expensive to go to the movies that often. It shouldn't mean it's inherently worth less, but again, the track record, at least on Netflix, is starting to actually live up to that. So unfortunately, as much as I wanted to support it, I can only give this 2.9 out of 5. And again, it pains me. It pains me to do that. But I think if you are someone who wants a plot to make sense and have payoff and just characters to behave, yes, they're under duress, but it just, it doesn't seem congruous with the way that they are set up. And so there's a disconnect there. So if you need that in your films, I would actually shy away from this one because I think it's going to disappoint you. That has been it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed it, we would love it if you could leave us a rating or a review or even consider subscribing.